I would like to begin by congratulating the Al-Quds Committee for its courage in holding this event in this public place, Queen's Park, in the face of the virulent opposition by the Jewish lobby, their friends in the media, and their friends in the Conservative Party of Ontario and of Canada. Independent Jewish Voices is pleased to endorse this important rally in solidarity with the Palestinian resistance to the Zionist colonial project in Palestine. And to show that an increasing number of Jews in Canada refuse to allow the State of Israel to speak in our name. The crimes of the Zionist regime against the Palestinians, which include the shameful ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians, the attempt to Judaize the city of Jerusalem and threaten the Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque, the apartheid wall, the siege of Gaza, all these crimes of the Zionist regime, crimes against humanity and against the peace, do not represent the views of Jewish people. And to criticize, as a Jew, I say to criticize these crimes of the Zionist regime is not anti-Semitic.
Zionism is racism!
Down with Zionism!
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 Despite 6 decades of massive propaganda in this country in support of the Zionist colonial project in Palestine, and years of films, TV, and government demonization of Palestinians and Arabs and Muslims, more and more Canadians are coming to side with the Palestinian cause. Just this week, as others have said, the United Church of Canada voted to endorse the boycott of products of Israeli, illegal Israeli settlements. I am pleased to say that Independent Jewish Voices applauds that decision and had a supporting role in that decision. The pro-Israel lobby in Canada tried to paint the United Church decision as a bad one, a decision that would cause a break between the Jewish community and the United Church. But the people that they consider to be the Jewish community are the official leaders of Jewish organizations who are in the pay of the Israeli government. They speak for nobody but the Israeli state. If the United Church breaks with these spokespeople of the Israeli state, it's about time! There are many.
For Palestine!
Freedom for Palestine!
Freedom for Palestine!
Freedom for Palestine!
Justice for Palestine!
Justice for Palestine!
Freedom for Palestine!
Freedom for Palestine!
Those of us who participated during the 1980s in the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against apartheid South Africa will recall that the BDS campaign played a big role in bringing down the apartheid regime and in bringing about black majority rule in South Africa. Today, even though famous leaders from South Africa like Nelson Mandela and Archbishop Tutu, who say that Israeli apartheid is much worse than anything that they faced in South Africa, despite that, I'm confident that if Canadians take up the struggle of BDS here in Canada, we can also bring an end to the apartheid regime in Israel and bring about a state where the Palestinians are the majority. And the way that the Palestinians will have a majority, brothers and sisters, is when the freedom-loving people of the world insist that every Palestinian refugee has the right to return to his home and farm in Palestine. On that beautiful day, and not before, Al-Quds, Jerusalem, shall become the capital of the state. You may have heard that Mitt Romney, the leader of the Repugnant Party, in the United States, says that he will allow the Zionists to move their capital to Jerusalem.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
There was also a former conservative prime minister in Canada who promised the same thing, but his government lasted, the government of Joe Clark lasted 9 months. The people of the world will never allow the capital of the regime, the Zionist regime, to be in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds. Only on the day when we liberate Palestine will their capital be moved where it should be, Al-Quds. Yay! As a Jew, I stand here with my Christian, Muslim, and friends of all religions and political persuasions, and I salute the Al-Quds Committee for having this demonstration today in solidarity with the Palestinian people and in solidarity with all the other demonstrations that are taking place around the world.
Yeah! United will never be defeated! The people united will never be defeated! The people united will never be defeated!
I
united will never be defeated!
I note that from standing here for over an hour, I have not heard one person say anything that is threatening or intimidating.
Great. Yeah.
I have not heard anybody say an anti-Semitic remark.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have not heard, contrary to all the reports in the media and the Conservative Party, anybody say anything that goes beyond our cherished Canadian rights of freedom of expression and freedom of assembly.
Yeah. Yes.
But I note that in Pakistan today, some shameless cowards attacked the Al-Quds Day march there.
Shame! And
they think they may kill a few of us and make us into martyrs, but they will never stop the movement for liberation of Palestine.
Yes!
I also note across the park are some spokespeople for the pro-Israel lobby in Canada. Unlike us, they say all kinds of intimidating and disrespectful things.
Shame on them!
Shame!
They abuse the right of freedom of expression and freedom of assembly that we have to fight so hard to get.
Yeah.
And by their actions, the United States of America as a terrorist organization.
Yeah. They should be declared a terrorist organization.
Zionism is terrorism!
I look forward to a few more Al-Quds rallies in the coming years, because I hope in a few years we shall celebrate Al-Quds Day inside the new post-apartheid state of Palestine at its capital, Jerusalem. Thank you.